All right, let's dive right into this deep dive on change management. You know, it's funny, everyone talks about managing change, but what about measuring it? That's
Interesting.
what I thought was so fascinating about this article, The Ultimate Guide to Measuring Change. Like, we track data for everything else these days, right? From our steps to our grocery lists, it's all numbers, numbers, numbers. But change, we kind of leave that to gut feeling.
Yeah, it's a fascinating paradox, isn't it? It makes you wonder, why is change management lagging behind when it comes to data?
That's what I thought. And the article actually points out how even AI, something that seems so futuristic and complex, it relies on massive data sets. So if AI needs data to learn and adapt, why not apply that same thinking to how we approach change in our organizations?
Exactly. You've hit on a key point. And, you know, there can be resistance to thinking of change in these kind of quantitative
Oh,
terms.
interesting.
And maybe it's because we often focus on the human side of change, emotions, behaviors, that sort of thing. But this guide argues we can and should measure even those soft aspects.
I love that. And you know what I find really interesting is that this isn't about becoming a data scientist overnight. It's about making those change initiatives, the ones we pour our time and energy into, more effective. Because in a data-driven world, you need more than just a hunch to prove your strategy is working.
Absolutely. And that's where measuring change becomes so powerful. It's about demonstrating the value of what you're doing, showing that you're not just managing change, you're mastering it.
Okay, so how do we actually go about measuring something as complex as change? Because it's not like we can just pull out a measuring tape, right?
You're right. It's not quite that simple, but the guide actually breaks it down into some really practical methods. Some of these might sound familiar, like change readiness surveys.
Yeah, I've definitely come across those before, just to make sure we're all on the same page. Could you refresh our memory on why those are so important?
Absolutely. Think of change readiness surveys like taking the pulse of your team before, during, and after a big change. They give you really valuable insights into how people are feeling about the change. Are they on board? Do they understand what's expected of them? Are there any like major concerns bubbling beneath the surface?
Yeah, it's like getting a heads up if there are any potential roadblocks before they turn into major derailments.
Exactly. And while traditional surveys have their place, the guide encourages us to think about how we can leverage technology to make them even more insightful.
Now, this is where it gets really exciting for me. The article mentioned using AI for things like sentiment analysis. So instead of spending hours poring over spreadsheets of survey responses, you can have an AI assistant do the heavy lifting for you.
Precisely. AI can analyze thousands of comments, identifying patterns and trends that might be missed by the human eye.
Wow.
Imagine being able to get real-time feedback on how your team is really feeling about a new policy change or a system upgrade. That's the kind of power AI brings to the table.
Talk about a game changer. It's like having a super-powered assistant who can, like, read between the lines and give you the insights you need to make those critical adjustments along the way. But the guy didn't stop at surveys, did it?
No, it went on to discuss other areas where we can use data to measure change, like training programs. Think about those end-of-course evaluations we've all taken. They can be helpful, but they only give you a limited snapshot in time.
And let's be honest, sometimes those evaluations feel like more of a formality than an actual measure of whether people learned anything.
But imagine if we could use AI to not just assess learning, but to actually personalize the training experience itself. The guide talks about using AI to create these really engaging gamified training programs that adapt to each person's learning style and pace.
Okay, now that sounds way more effective and fun than those like generic one-size-fits-all training modules. And it makes me wonder if we can get this granular with measuring how individuals are adapting to change, what about seeing the bigger picture, like how change is impacting the entire organization?
That's where the guide introduces the concept of change heat maps, a way to literally visualize how different parts of a business are being impacted by change.
Okay, I have to admit, heat map sounds a little intimidating. Paint me a picture. What are we talking about here?
Imagine a weather map, but instead of showing areas of high pressure or rain clouds, it's showing you areas of your organization that are experiencing the most intense change. So maybe one department is undergoing a major system upgrade while another one's dealing with a restructuring. The heat map would highlight those areas as kind of like hotspots so you can track the impact and make sure no one area is getting overwhelmed.
So it's like an early warning system for change overload.
Precisely. It helps you see the bigger picture and make more informed decisions about the timing and sequencing of change initiatives. But just like you wouldn't rely solely on a weather map to plan a cross-country trip, the guide emphasizes that heat maps are just one tool in the toolbox.
So what other tools do we have at our disposal when it comes to measuring change on a larger scale?
Well, the guide then transitions to another powerful visualization tool, strategy impact maps.
And how are these maps different from the heat maps we were just talking about?
So while heat maps show you where change is happening most intensely, strategy impact maps connect those changes back to your overall strategic goals. It's about showing the why behind the change.
Okay, I'm starting to see how these pieces fit together, but give me a concrete example. How would this work in the real world?
Let's say your company's big strategic goal is to boost customer retention.
Okay.
You could create a strategy impact map that visually shows how a new customer service training program, which we know we can measure the effectiveness of, directly links to that goal by, let's say, improving customer satisfaction scores, which in turn leads to higher retention.
So it's like connecting the dots from a single change initiative all the way up to the big picture objectives. That's really powerful. And it makes me wonder, if we can use data to measure the impact of change in such a strategic way, what about predicting the impact of change before it even happens? Is that even possible? You're talking about taking a data-driven approach and not just measuring the past or present, but like using it to peek into the future of our change efforts. I have to admit, that still sounds a little like science fiction to me.
It might sound futuristic, but the guide argues it's entirely possible. Remember that customer contact center example we were talking about?
Yeah.
Let's imagine they're rolling out a major software update.
Okay, yeah, I can picture it. A new system for agents, maybe some automation involved. Definitely a lot of potential for positive change, but also, you know, a lot of potential for things to go wrong in the process.
Exactly. Now, in the past, you might have estimated the impact of this change on, let's say, average handling time.
Yeah.
How long it takes to resolve a customer issue based on, like, gut feeling or anecdotal evidence.
Right. Like, well, this should speed things up, but there's always a learning curve, yeah, that sort of thing.
Precisely. But what if, instead of just hoping for the best, you could actually predict those bottlenecks before they happen? That's where the data comes in. Imagine analyzing historical data from past upgrades. Looking at agent performance trends.
Yeah.
Even factoring in customer behavior patterns. So you're creating this whole data-driven picture of how change has impacted the contact center in the past, and then using that to predict the future.
Exactly. And the guide suggests these predictive models can be incredibly accurate. You could anticipate potential issues with the new software, adjust training programs to proactively address those challenges, even fine-tune the software implementation before it's wholly rolled out.
Wow, that completely changes the game. So instead of reacting to problems after they arise, you're like preventing them from happening in the first place.
Exactly. And the best part is this isn't limited to contact centers. This approach can be applied to all kinds of change initiatives, from marketing campaigns to product launches.
It's like having a crystal ball, but instead of vague predictions, it's giving you actionable insights based on real data.
And that brings us back to the core message of this whole deep dive. We can and should measure change. It's no longer enough to just rely on intuition or anecdotal evidence. By embracing data, we can demonstrate the real impact of change management, moving it from a nice-to-have to a must-have for any organization that wants to thrive in today's world.
It's about giving change management a seat at the table, not just in the break room.
Exactly. And as we wrap up, I want to leave you with this. The guide briefly touched on this idea of change capacity. Think of it like this. We all have a limit to how much change we can handle at once, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I know I've hit my change capacity a few times, maybe even exceeded it a time or two, and it's not pretty.
Right. But what if we could actually measure that capacity, both for ourselves and for our teams? Imagine being able to use data to make smarter decisions about the pace and volume of change that we take on.
That would be a game changer. It's like recognizing when your plate is full and knowing when to say, okay, let's prioritize and maybe tackle that next big thing once we've had a chance to adjust to the current changes.
Exactly. And by understanding our own change capacity and how to measure it, we can make change a more positive and productive experience for everyone involved.
What a great takeaway. So to sum up this deep dive, change might be constant, but how we measure and understand it doesn't have to be left to chance. By embracing a data-driven approach, we can make smarter decisions, predict the impact of our actions, and ultimately shape the future of our organizations and maybe even our own lives in a more intentional way. Until next time, keep those minds curious and those data points flowing.